Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Achin, three brothers. Shnai mehem nisuim shtei achios. Two of them are married to two sisters. V'yachad nasi nachris. And the third brother is married to somebody that's not a relative. Meis echad mibali achios. One of the two brothers, let's say Shimon, dies. V'konos nasi nachris es ishto. And the third brother, Levi, who is married to a woman that's not a relative to anybody, let's call her Yocheved. So he's now married to Shimon's wife, Vames, and now Levi dies. Harishana yotzim mishum achos isha. So now Reuven doesn't do anything, yibum or chalitza, to Yocheved, because now that both of the brothers died, and now that Levi subsequently died, the first wife, who is always the sister of Reuven's wife, because those two women were sisters, she goes out without yibum or chalitza. Shnia mishum tzarasa. And the second one, the stranger, the one that wasn't a relative, Yocheved, she also goes out because she's a tzaras erva. Also, b'maimer v'meis, but if when Shimon died, Levi, instead of doing yibum to Shimon's wife, he just did a maimer, so really midiraisi, he didn't really do anything as far as yibum is concerned, v'meis, and now Levi died, nachris, the woman that Levi was married to, Yocheved, who wasn't related to those two sisters, and now the Reuven is the remaining brother, choletzos v'lomis yabemis, so he can't do yibum to her, because since there's a zika, there's a connection that Levi, the third brother, had to Shimon's wife, even though he just did a mimer, but that's, even without a mimer, there's a connection to her, there's a zika, and since there's a zika that Levi had, he's sort of connected, and then he's also married to this nachris, to Yocheved, so the nachris is the tsaros erva, even to Levi. So therefore, even though Levi just did a mimer, and the truth is, the Rav says that even if he didn't do a mimer, it's the same thing. The only reason we're saying mimer is lafuke beishamek, is beishamek holds mimer, then mimer is enough by yibum. But really the din is that even if he didn't do a mimer, Levi, since there's a zika, so it's as if Levi was sort of like married to Shimon's wife and also to the nachris at the same time. So now when Levi dies, it's like a tsaras erva to Reuven. The tsaras erva being that the zika that Levi had before he died is an erva to Reuven. It's his wife's sister. Shlosh Achim, three brothers, Shnaimhim Nisum Shtei Achios, two of them are married to sisters, Ve'echad Nasi Nachris, same case. And then the third brother, Levi, is married to a stranger, somebody that's not related. Mesa Nasi Nachris, but in this case, the one that's married to the stranger, Levi, that's married to Yocheved, he dies. Ve'konas Echad Nibali Achas Esishto. So now let's say Shimon goes and marries Levi's wife, the one that's not related to the two sisters. Ve'mes, and now Shimon dies. Now the Shiloh is on Reuven with these two women. Harishana Yotzi Mishum Achas Isha. The first wife, she goes out, she doesn't do Yibum, obviously, or Chalitza, because she's Reuven's wife's sister, Ushnia Mishum Tzarasa. And the second one, the Nachris, Yocheved, she goes out because she's a Tzaras Erva. Also, B'maimer V'meis, if Shimon, before he died, just did a Maimer, and like we've said, also, Huadin, even if he doesn't do a Maimer, and then he dies, same thing, that at least by the fact that he was Zokuk to Yibum, he didn't do Yibum yet, but he was zokuk to Yibum, to Yocheved, that sort of makes it like Yocheved is a tsara to Shimon's first wife, who's Reuven's wife's sister. And therefore, when it comes to Reuven, nachris choletzas v'lomis yabemis. Reuven cannot do Yibum, he does chalitza, because she is a tsara's erva to him.